Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much. Thank you, and welcome to the One Talk Show in America that helps you make better money moves. Glad to have you on board this hour of Money Power. Got a lot of ground to cover today, so I'll jump right into it. By the way, email me if you'd like. If you do it this hour, I'll get to you. 844-RAY-SHOW. That's the phone number, the email address is raylucia.com, raylucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. It's all free, and it's all right here on Biz Radio and Biz TV, nationwide and coast to coast. I've been reading a lot about bonds and what happens to bond funds. I talked a little bit about it last hour. I may chat with you all about it. If you want to talk about that, call me. The difference between safe and optimal withdrawal rates. I don't want to get too highbrow here. Mean reversions from the lost decade. Saw a good article on that. Why you do need to diversify. I've heard people say, I'm never touching emerging markets again because my advisor screwed me and he put 20% in emerging markets. Well, that may be a little rich in emerging markets, but I'm not suggesting that was a bad idea. I'll explain why a little bit later on. But I start today with something that Michael Kitsis wrote about recently. I've been doing a lot of work in this area over the years. And it's just really, really nice when you read from someone that's a super smart propeller head. And this guy is, no doubt. About something that you've written about, that you've talked about, that you've discussed. And it proves to be correct when put through some kind of an academic screen. Here's what he had to say. Conventional wisdom suggests that retirees should own a moderate amount of equity exposure at the time of retirement to help their portfolio grow and keep up with inflation for a long time horizon. And then slowly decrease their exposure to equities over time as they age and their time horizon shrinks. Isn't that conventional wisdom? Isn't that what we've all been taught? Isn't that what target date funds do in your 401k plan? When you're younger, you have a lot of stock. When you're older, you don't have much stock. And as you get older, you keep adding bonds and jettisoning your stocks. So they become a lower percentage of the overall mix. Isn't that what we're taught to do? Answer is yes. But there's a however here. However, recent research has suggested that the optimal approach may actually be the opposite. To start with less equity exposure early in retirement, when the portfolio is largest and most exposed to a significant market decline, then glide the equity exposure slightly higher each year throughout retirement. As it turns out, though, a better approach may be to accelerate that rising equity glide path a bit further. After all, the last bit of equity increase in the last year of retirement isn't likely to matter. Instead, the better rising equity glide path approach is to just increase equities in the first half of retirement until it reaches the target threshold and then level off. Oh, this is such music to my ears. For instance, instead of gliding from 30 to 60% equities over 30 years, glide up to 60% over 15 years, and then maintain that 60% equity exposure for the rest of retirement, assuming it's consistent with your risk tolerance in the first place. And there is the rub. I have been subjected to massive amounts of criticism on this from ignorant people that don't know better, and from some relatively smart people that do, because it goes against the conventional grain. What? You're telling me I should start out retirement with a 30-35% allocation to stocks and then increase it over time to about 60%. How much time? There's that 15 years again, folks. Again, I'm not taking credit for it. I fell into it. This whole idea of sanitizing enough income to get you going and keep you going for 15 years. But let me read on. In the original research, Wade Fowle, who's PhD, and he collaborated on, showing the benefits of a rising equity glide path, we simply assumed that any retiree implementing a glide path would move there in a straight line over their retirement, going from 30 to 45% over, you know, a 30-year time horizon would be 0.5% a year. Gliding from 30 to 60% would be 1% a year. But as I mentioned, they said that really doesn't do the trick nearly as well as getting that glide path from 30 to 60% over a 15-year period, about 2% more per year. They go on, managing interest rate risk in a bond-heavy glide path, a commonly voiced concern from our original rising equity glide path research was the fact that being more conservative with equities in the early years also implicitly means owning more bonds in the early years, which is not necessarily appealing in light of today's low interest rates. True, once again. So what they did is they said, let's use treasuries and let's do this 15-year time period with no capital appreciation in the bond market and see what happens. Well, what they determined is the rising glide path, that is to say, adding more stocks by liquidating bonds, actually works to your advantage. Allow me, if I may, to quote from Michael Kitsis. One popular way to manage the concern of sequence risk is through so-called, I'll have to charge him for this, bucket strategies that break parts of the portfolio into pools of money to handle specific goals or time horizons. For instance, a pool of cash might cover spending for the next 3 years, an account full of bonds handle the next 5 to 7 years, and equities would only be needed for spending more than a decade away, ensuring that no withdrawals will need to occur from the portfolio. Okay, so a decade away, 15 years away, I can settle for either one of those. Yet the reality is that strict implementation of a bucket strategy is more than just an exercise in mental accounting. It can actually distort the portfolio's asset allocation, leading to an increasing amount of equity exposure over time as fixed income assets are spent down while equities continue to grow. Yet research shows that despite the contrary nature of the strategy, allowing equity exposure to increase during retirement when conventional wisdom suggests it should decline as the individual ages, it turns out that a rising equity glide path actually does improve retirement outcomes. If market returns are bad in the early years, a rising equity glide path ensures that individuals will dollar cost average into markets at cheaper valuations. And if markets are good, well, the individuals won't have to worry a lot about it because they will have made so much money during that first 10 or 15 years that the glide path will become an academic exercise. I ad-libbed the last sentences. But you get the point. Putting money in a safe bucket and draining that down over a 10 or 15 year period of time, allowing your equities to grow, is the best thing you can do, at least according to me, and it seems like this rising glide path article. We'll be back.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414. 5414.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you are an entrepreneur, small business owner, wannabepreneur, or just looking to manage your assets, you found the right place. Biz Talk Radio.
Help explain Block A, or Segment 1, so that everybody sort of understands where I'm going with this rising equity glide path. Because you've heard me talk about bucketizing, if you will, your portfolio over the years. And that includes a lot of different potential investments. But for the sake of this discussion, let's assume you have something that creates some kind of an income stream, guaranteed or otherwise, that's super safe to the tune of 25% of your asset allocation, and another 20% of, call it bonds and other safe stuff. So you got about 45% in safe assets, maybe 25% in non-correlating to the stock market assets, like real estate, and about 30% in stock the day you retire. And the concept is to sell off the bonds first. Now, I'll quote you other studies that support this recommendation. But here is where I have been criticized. And understandably so, because if you did that, and you sold all the safe stuff up off first, and all there was left was maybe some present value of a lifetime income annuity, as an example, zero bonds left in 15 years, and maybe the real estate grows at 2% because you spent the yield on it to reduce the amount that you needed to put in safe accounts. So again, if you had 25% in an income annuity, I will give you the documented research on that if you need to have it. But for the sake of this discussion, since I'm the host, trust me. 20% or so in super safe T-bills, CDs, bonds, short-term bonds, etc. 25% in non-correlating alternative investments like real estate. And 30% in stocks. That's what Kitsis is writing about. Now, you don't have to do anything else, because by selling off the safe money, according to my imprecise calculations, over a 15-year period, you'd have virtually, I don't know, maybe $100,000-$150,000 left in safe stuff. But if stocks did, say, 7% over that time period, and real estate did 2%, your asset allocation at that point would be, let me just do the calc real quick, you'd have about $1,325,000. You'd be about 11% in fixed income. This is 15 years later. You'd be about 25% in alternatives, and you'd be about 65% or so, 64% or so in stock. Now, that would freak people out. It would totally freak them out. But the research says otherwise. And it's not just Kitsis. And it's not just Fowl. A 2007 study in New York University, there was the Spitzer-Singh study. Not Elliot Spitzer. I think his name was John. And Sandeep Singh. CFAs, I mean, smart guys. And in the Journal of Financial Planning, the basic headline was, is rebalancing necessary during retirement? And the answer was no. In fact, spending bonds first, I believe this is a fairly close quotation, spending bonds first over stocks perform the best of all methods. So in other words, if you drain the bonds first and spent the stock money second, it was the best of all methods. Now, would it be a scarier situation because you're more heavily weighted in stocks? Yes. But not if you had a life annuity and real estate producing income and all that. Because now the stocks would be down to 60%, not 100%. So, by the way, there's yet another study that came out in 2008 by Wigand and Irons from Dominican. Irons from Dominican University, and Wigand was from, can't remember off the top of my head, but I'll think of it. And they did 137 years of research. I think it was 137, but it was a lot, all right? And they came to the conclusion that spending bonds first, and I think both of these used either a 60-40 or a 50-50 mix, spending the bond allocation first, which in itself basically tells you you're increasing the glide path, adding more stocks as you age, totally against conventional wisdom, totally against target date financing, totally against what most advisors recommend you do and what most people think you should do. And so challenging conventional wisdom sometimes makes sense. Last hour, I talked about the football coach. If you tuned in last hour, there's a coach by the name of Kevin Kelly at some university I never heard of. He does not have a punter on his football team because he never punts. He read a Harvard study, and in the Harvard study, he determined that punting was a waste of time. Because when you looked at the statistics and the odds, he felt you're much better off going for it. Because even if you're on the 5-yard line, by the time you turn the ball over, they're going to score 90-some-odd percent of the time. If you punt, they get the ball in such good field position, they score 77% of the time. So he says, don't punt and do onside kicks for every kickoff. Because 1 in 5 times you'll recover the onside kick. And about 50% of the time you'll make it on 4th down. Again, I used to coach football. I don't think I would do that every single time, but it certainly is eye-opening. When you actually do the homework and do the research, sometimes you'll go against the grain. Now, I have a lot of friends still in the coaching business. I'm going to call up my buddy Trestrail, Rick Trestrail, and tell him get rid of all punters. Fascinating stuff. You can look it up. The story Ben Carlson wrote about it. It's called Calculated Risks from the Coach Who Never Punts, Kevin Kelly from Pulaski Academy. I don't know what that is. Kevin Kelly never punts. I'm going to punt to a break and be back with more of the Ray Lucia Show. Love is all, love is you.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Biz for you.
This is Biz Talk Radio.
Keep listening to this station or take us on the go by downloading our free smartphone app, Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, folks. This is the Ray Lucia Show. If you want to email me, now's a really good time to do it. RayLucia.com. RayLucia.com. All right. I don't want people sending me any more emails complaining about their money manager or mutual fund asset allocation because of the DAMN emerging markets and international markets because they suck. All right, no more. No more. I've answered it a lot. I will help answer it again with something else that I read on Ben Carlson's site. A couple of things, actually. Dealing with the lost decade and dollar cost averaging. Brilliant stuff. He's a brilliant writer. Here's what he had to say. Investors who dutifully put money into the stock market on a periodic basis over the decade that ended in 2009 would have felt dejected when looking at their statements. If you started dollar cost averaging $500 a month into the S&P 500 January of 2000, by December of 2009, you would have invested $60,000. That would have netted you a whopping $64,000 and change. Not much more than the amount you actually saved. In fact, you could put the money in the T-bills, taking no risk, and gotten more money, $67,000. Now, we all know that the Standard & Poor's 500 was down about 9% over that so-called lost decade. Not good. The upside, of course, of that lost decade, he goes on, is what they call mean reversion. And it can actually turn into a nice reversion when things snap back. And as you know, folks, they always do. Had you continued, and this is so key, if you have a plan, it has got to stick with it. Had you continued to plug away with that $500 a month and stuck with the strategy, you have been handsomely rewarded. Through the end of September of this year, your balance would be more than $300,000. Let's see, you put in about $100,000 and you got $300,000. You went from $60,000 to $300,000 in 8 years. That's, I don't know, pretty freaking incredible to me. He goes on, the reason I bring up the lost decade in U.S. stocks is because emerging markets are working through their own lost decade at the moment. From November of 2007 through September of 2018, the MSCI Emerging Market Index is up just 5.5% in total. Over that time, the S&P is up nearly 140%. T-bills are up 4.9%. Using the same dollar cost averaging strategy of investing $500 a month in emerging markets over this time period would have been an investment of $65,500 with an ending balance of around $85,000. Nothing to write home about. But wait, because there's more. He goes on, lump sum investing is fairly straightforward. Because of the excessive valuations from the dot-com bubble, returns since 2000 are still well below average for the S&P 500 from that starting point. From January 2000 through September 2018, the annual returns for the S&P 500, 5.75%. So it's not been all that rosy since the dot-com bubble burst. In that same time period, however, emerging markets were up 7% annually. So even with their struggles over the past 10, 11 years, emerging markets would have still been the better performer since the turn of the century. Who would have thunk that? And dollar cost averaging, he goes on, is not so straightforward. Interestingly enough, even though emerging markets showed better annual returns, investing in the S&P would have given you a much better result when dollar cost averaging. Using the same January 2000 through September 2018 time frame, investing $500 a month into each index would have yielded more than $300K in the S&P, but just $255K in the emerging markets. That's where you get into the sequence of returns risk. Volatility, folks, is your friend when you are investing periodically. You need to tell your children and your grandchildren about this, because naturally we want to bail out when the markets become volatile. The mutual fund managers want to do it. The billionaires want to do it. The sophisticated investors want to do it. But mostly the novice investors and the less experienced investors not only want to, but they do it. Volatility is your friend when investing periodically. The sequence of return risk when dollar cost averaging can be illustrated by taking the return streams of the S&P 500 and MSCI Emerging Market Index and simply reversing their order. So instead of starting with January 2000 and ending in September 2018, we start with the September 2018 performance and end with January 2000 to show how the timing of market cycles can impact these results. Here you go. The actual results, January 2000 to September 2018, S&P 500, 301,000, as I said, MSCI Emerging Markets, 255,000. Reverse the order. Starting with September 2018 returns, all the way backwards in time to January 2000 returns, the S&P 500, 139,000, not 300 grand. The MSCI Index, 242,000, significantly better. So the concept here is something called mean reversion. And the reason that diversification works is because usually the markets revert back to their mean returns. As you know, the Standard & Poor's 500's mean return is probably just shy of 10%. So looking back from 2000 to 2009, the S&P dropped minus 9%. European stocks were up 27. Mid-cap stocks were up 62. High-yield bonds are up 83%. Bonds in general are up 85%. Small-cap stocks are up 85%. Emerging markets were up 162%. And REITs were up 175% during a time where the S&P did nothing. Returns from 2010 to 2015, S&P 108%. European 30, mid caps 116, high yield 44, bonds just 25, small cap 117, emerging markets minus 5.18, REITs up 129%. Total returns from 1994 to 1999, to give you again, perspective. S&P 500, 256. Unbelievable. European, 185. Mid-cap, 163. High yield, 63. Bonds, 40. Small caps, 100. Emerging markets, 2.3. REITs, 53. Pretty amazing. Unbelievable. I'll give you the ranges when we come back from the break, but you must understand mean reversion, how dollar cost averaging works, and how reverse dollar cost averaging, that is selling out of a volatile portfolio, also works if you're going to be able to retire someday comfortably. Stick around.
You like business content? I mean, if you didn't like business content, you wouldn't be listening to this show, right? What if I can give you even more of what you like? Now, we've never met, but I'm willing to bet you are very busy. Between your work, family, and outside commitments, this little car ride is your time to catch up on your favorite show. But do you always get to tune in? Exactly. Well, now there's a business club with you in mind. BizBot is the place for business videos on demand. We have partnered with this show to provide you more of the content you like. The best part? It's all on demand. That means you can log in anytime from any device and watch shows that answer all of your business questions. For a limited time, you can try it for free for 30 days. Simply go to bizbot.com and enter promo code radio. That's BIZVOD.com. Promo code radio.
Attention investors. Respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Missed an episode of your favorite show? No worries. Catch all the episodes on demand at biztalkradio.com.
Folks, this is the Ray Lucia Show. I hope that you have enjoyed and learned this hour of money power. We talked about the glide path and how, as long as you start retirement with a modest amount in stocks, 30-35%, and you're diversified across the board everywhere else, and we can all argue over what that means. But if you start selling off the bonds to produce your income, that rising equity glide path has now been proven to be a pretty reasonable thing to do, and in fact produces better results. And that has been proven out not only in finance labs recently, but going all the way back to 2007, 2008 studies that I quoted from. The other thing that I talked about is mean reversion, how equity markets usually revert back to what their historical norms have been. And since the equity markets right now have been going along at a very nice double-digit clip, it's just not feasible to assume that can continue. Just like it's not feasible to assume that emerging markets and international markets will suck 15 years from now by comparison. Don't know. But chances are most all of these markets will eventually revert back to their mean returns. So it is important to remain diversified, but mostly it's important to have a strategy and stick with that strategy. All right, let's head out to the email bag. I did Aaron and Raina last hour. This is Eduardo. My wife and I have accumulated almost $500K. We'd like to retire in 7 years. Our social securities will be around $45,000. How much do you think we can spend? Well, I don't know how much you're saving. You got 500 grand. Let's say you can earn 7% on it, 7 years. That'll be worth around $800,000. So if you don't add a penny and you subscribe to the 4% rule, 32,000, say 35 and 45, 80 grand. About 80 grand a year. Now, if you purchase a lifetime annuity with half of that money, you can probably move it out to 90 grand or 95 grand. Just understand that if you die early, the heirs may get less money. If you decided that a 4% rule was too conservative, and you could adjust your savings, or excuse me, adjust your spending in retirement. If the markets went bad, you could probably milk $100,000 out of this. This is called a dynamic spending plan. So all of this is critically important. Obviously, if you're, you know, saving $24,000 a year, if you have $500,000 today, and you're adding, call it $25,000 a year with a match over 7 years, and you earn 7%, now you're at $1 million. So it would be fairly easy, a 5.5% dynamic spending plan as opposed to, you know, the inflation adjusted thing would get you to $100,000. You know, this is why it's so important that you get a retirement specialist on your team. Because if I hear one more person rely on the 4% rule, I'm going to pull my hair out. The 4% rule was born in an academic lab, not in real life. I was doing some of my own research over the weekend, looking at spending patterns. I'm obsessed with this. I'm obsessed with spending in retirement. And virtually every single study says on a real basis, especially the first several years of retirement, your real, that is after inflation, spending goes down, not up. Your spending goes down. And if you can somehow take care of the health care issue, Medicare supplement, long-term care insurance, then you can count on your real spending needs to be significantly less than what the finance lab says you got to leave it at, because inflation is going to erode your purchasing power. As I've said a million times, nobody out of the thousands of people that I know and have worked with over the years came to me, or anybody that I knew in my own firm, and said, yeah, inflation rate was 3.8% last year. Can you increase my portfolio distribution by 3.8%. Didn't happen once in 40 years. Be careful when you're driving all of your recommendations, or your advisor is, from some finance lab, because it may not be you. Leah is next. I'd like to make a donation to my church before year end, but my accountant says it won't help me tax-wise. Is that correct? Well, he's the accountant. He would know. He's probably right. Leah, under the new tax law, you would have to have itemized deductions exceeding $12,000 if you're single, $24,000 if you're married. If your house is paid for, you don't have mortgage interest, and your property taxes aren't, you know, $12,000, it's not likely you've got $12,000 of deductions. So what you need to talk to your accountant about is something called bunching, where you can bunch up a bunch of deductions, if you have any, to exceed the $12,000 or get up to the $12,000 threshold, and in that year make the bigger contribution. Now, if you're over age 70, you could make the contribution directly from an IRA, and that's tantamount to getting a deduction. Talk to your advisor. There may be a way to do it, but it's complicated. I'm out of time. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Please tell your friends and neighbors to tune in to all the shows on Business Talk Radio and Biz TV, because they all help you make better money moves, including this one. Now go out and make it a blessed day. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.